K-Rock Football's Beyond the Boundary. Tom King in the host chair and my co-pilot this afternoon, once again, is Jason Doherty. Jason, good afternoon to you.
Captain, how are you?
Very well.
Yes, I believe they might be listening. I'll give you something later on about that sort of stuff, but yes, no, it's going well.
It's very, we're now into May. Now we get serious.
Well, it's going quickly, isn't it? Like, you just turn around and it's winter and it's, you know, like we're in the middle of the season nearly and it doesn't take long. So, yeah, well, I think we're sorting ourselves out in all across all the leagues, aren't we, I think?
Round six in the Bellarine this week.
Yeah, like a third of the way through.
Yeah.
Goes quick, doesn't it?
Then they get a week off.
Well, is that good? Who's that good for? I reckon it might be good for a couple. I reckon Ammos might need a week. I reckon they've been going pretty hard.
They've got a few that are a bit sore.
I think so.
They get Nick Knott back this week, though, I think.
Yeah, Nick Knott. Isn't it the best... That's the best name. Nick Knott.
Nick Knott. Comes out
it's like Eddie Betts. Yeah. Nick Knott. I love it.
Yeah,
it
can't be said.
You can't just say not.
No.
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 Correct, because it sounds like not.
Yeah.
Nick Knott.
Yep.
It's like there's a new one too. Who was the other one we were doing now? There's somebody else who we've got to say two names.
Which club?
I don't know. Joe McDonald's one.
Yep.
Got to say Joe McDonald.
Yeah, it's not McDonald's.
It's not McDonald's. It's Joe McDonald.
Ocean Grove.
That's right. At Newtown.
One out in Newtown.
Yeah, that's right.
This week we're at South Barwon and Colac. Well, you will be. I won't
yes,
be.
Yes, you're leaving us again.
Well,
so that's okay.
Cats on Saturday right. night.
Oh, more important. Okay.
Buzz well, Conway.
The Buzzard.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, we love it. He won't be wearing that scarf, will he, that we saw him last Thursday
Anzac
wearing?
Day.
Hey?
It was a bit warm for a scarf, wasn't it?
Oh, I think he was just making sure the allegiance was shown.
He's going to be joined by a very rarely sighted footballer playing for South Barwon on the weekend.
Yes, I see that.
Will Sexton.
Finally. Again, who? Will who? Yes, it's been a while, hasn't it?
Well, he played every game in 2021, and then
that's
I don't think he played
now,
it all. I don't think he played it all in 2022. Two games last year.
Yes, that's right, he did too.
And with the more bizarre injury of 2022, or 23.
What did he do?
He punched the goalpost and broke his
hand.
That's
right, he did too. Oh, can we get him on before the game? That'd be funny.
Maybe even after the game.
Yeah, let's talk about it, yeah. Well, he might be the Leopold Sporty, so we might get him over the line just so we can have a chat.
Every chance. 300 games on the weekend just snuck under the radar, but 300... game was played in the reserves by Jackson McLeod.
Yeah, how many reserves games has he played?
I would not have thought more than 15.
Yeah, back from injury or back from a holiday or something, maybe.
Back,
but
I think back from injury.
Yeah, oh, that's yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's the only way he would have played in the reserves. Yeah. Been a doyen of that club. Unbelievable.
Yep. The whole family have been.
They have been. They are. They continue to be.
Yep. Is yes. the mum, Donna's number one ticket holder.
She certainly
GDFNL.
Is. GDFNL. She certainly is. Helped start the Thompson Netball Club at the footy club. So, yes, there's another story there, but I can't tell you that on air. She'd love me to tell you that story. It's great. But, yes, frequent Bali visitors, her and Gregory.
Okay.
We see them all the time over there.
Can we just talk a little bit of netball?
And well, why not?
A club that actually you have a slight allegiance to.
Yes.
East Geelong.
Yes, I do.
Pushing very hard for their second netball court where they feel they've been a little bit hard done by in the latest round of funding from the City of Greater Geelong.
Well, it's a car park at the moment, Tom. They train on a car park. It's not ideal and it's very difficult. There's, I'm putting my hat on here. Two of my daughters play at East Geelong and... for frame of reference, I was involved at that club, but not as long as Neville Whitley ago, but, you know, I was involved at that club. And, you talk about Newtown and Bell Park. Every club is warranting an upgrade or, like, something being done at their club. They're all fantastic clubs, they all... But there's, some, like, one netball court in this day and age is pretty much unheard of for a lot of clubs.
Yep.
So, I know that the president... Dan Payne and they've started a petition and they're starting to lobby the councillors again. And so, I think it's just the space is there. I think that's the thing. There's really, they're turning the car park into the netball court,
yep.
which is what they train on at the moment or do warm ups and stuff like that. So, yeah, no, it's, it needs some support.
So, is that a long day for East in terms of having to spread their netball from under 13s right
yeah,
through to A grade?
Well, they start early. Yeah, so my daughter actually coaches under 13. She's there at 7:30.
Yep.
So it's like it's a long day. I think the A grade play at 3:15 or something like that,
which would be one of the latest.
Yeah,
in the
absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, so it is. It's a difficult situation for that, and I know this is easy to say, but it can't be that hard, really. Like, it's not going to cost as much as some of the things that are going on elsewhere. So, let's hope that they can get that sorted out.
Yeah, and obviously shortly. We saw St Joseph's last week with no netball being played. They had to play it up at Newtown because
Correct.
One of their courts started to sink.
Yes.
That's right. It's been remediation works taking place there.
It is, and I have a sneaking suspicion that that club might be doing that, and which is obviously, you know, some clubs can afford to do that or can do that, have enough infrastructure or support. So I think that's good too. But, yeah, I think we need local government to be sorting out what's going on around the whole area.
How good does the High Performance Centre look? We didn't get to go through it, but I'm sure we will get a tour at some stage.
And again, the club, you know, obviously self-funded, and amazing effort by them. And it's gonna make a difference for their club, and not just for their seniors. I mean, it's a fantastic, you know, junior setup for kids coming through playing, you know, both male and female football at unders level. Like, it's just an extra little, you know, add-on.
Now, East Geelong named their team of the 80s.
Did they? Oh, they did too, didn't they?
Some of the names you thought would be in there weren't there.
Really?
No.
Talk to me about some of the great names.
All right, from the back pocket.
Yes.
Brendan Pitt.
Yes, obviously. Yes.
Bert Van Baar.
Oh, Bertie Van Baar.
Yep.
Oh, very good.
And in the other back pocket, Terry McCormack.
Yes, very good.
Halfbacks, yep. Rob McLaren.
I don't know Rob.
Ron Jessop.
I've heard of him.
Steve Marnie.
Very good player, Steve Money, and his brother Warren.
Who's on a wing.
Very good. He was a very good player as well.
Chris Smith in the centre.
Yes, very good player.
Steve Davies on the other wing.
Yes.
David Cairns on a half-forward flank.
Oh, Cairnsy. Yes, good play.
At centre-half forward, a couple of his sons played in a premiership last year.
Right.
Peter Grozdanowski.
Oh, really? The great Groz. Great umpire of note too, Peter.
On the other half-forward flank, if David Cairns was on one half forward flank,
Mark Cairns was on the other.
Correct.
Very good.
Andrew Spinner in a forward pocket.
Spud. Very good. Yes, he's a good player.
Marion Sponner.
The great.
Full forward.
The great.
Yeah, of course, won the Divi 2, it would have been the Ivan Tansing in 1989.
Stormed off the ground one day when he was coaching at East Geelong, but that's another story.
Randall Long in the other forward pocket.
I've heard of the name, but don't know Randall.
The ruck, Tony McDonald.
Yes.
The ruck rover, Mark Ricketts.
Mm-hmm.
The rover, Mick Bartholomew.
Yeah, I don't know Mick.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, Mick was only 4 years, 79 to 82.
Yeah, well before my time.
Captain and coach was?
Back then. No, I don't know. Who were they picked?
Marion Sponner.
Yes, the great man.
On the interchange bench,
mm-hmm.
Mick Hammond.
Yep, yes.
Rick Stokes.
Good player, Rick. Former president.
Brad Meehan.
Oh, very good player, Brad Meehan. Backline player, defender.
And tell me which club this bloke coached. Mick Lovell.
Mickey Lovell. Who did he coach? Did he coach Inverleigh?
No.
Who did he coach? Mick.
St Leonard's.
Oh, St Leonard's, he did too.
In 1990.
And Mick was, he won't mind me saying, smallest man ever to play football.
He was not much of him.
Wore number 50.
Yep.
Which was at East, which was the largest number you could get at East, I reckon. So it was the biggest jumper on the smallest man, but he tough as nails, Mick.
Yep.
Coached St Leonard's, he did coach.
And then he played against them.
He did too.
When he came back.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's a good team.
Yep.
It's a very good
team. So well done to East Geelong. But that was, of course, under the banner of
Eastern Suburbs.
Under the Suburbs banner.
Yes.
And some of the old timers still call them suburbs.
Yes, they do. Yes, there's a few that were just rusted on.
Do you reckon all eyes will be on Inverleigh team selection tomorrow night?
I would have thought so, because isn't it that time of the year?
Ryan Robertson's four-match suspension from the grand final has come to a conclusion.
Who are they playing?
They're playing Thompson.
Really? Go figure.
What about the sense of theatre there from the rolling fixture?
Couldn't have planned it any better.
Yeah. Well done, Alan Moore and all the team. That rolling fixture's just hit the mark.
Will they get back into the seniors, though? We might have to come through the twos.
They're not going great.
Oh. Well, there you go. Chris, there's a whack. So that's good.
Well, they're not.
No, they're
1-3.
No, that's true. No. Well, he had to lose a game sooner or later. He won 12 on the trot.
And now he's lost 3-4.
Now he knows what it's like to be a senior coach again.
And he'll be listening.
I know he will be. Oh, well, that'll be good. That'll be good if he can get back in, and yeah, he's a good player.
Mm. Yeah. Now, we've recorded this Wednesday afternoon. This is before the tribunal on Wednesday night where Bo Collins is up. Matty Miller, this is not the first facial injury of note that he has suffered.
That's 2013. Right.
2021, Will Middleton faced the tribunal, was cleared, and now Bo Collins. Have you seen the footage?
No, I haven't. No.
Marcus Thompson.
Yes.
He's going to miss at least 1 week. I wouldn't be surprised if he misses a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
Bone bruising on your ribs.
Yeah, it's not good. That would be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you reckon now that that's known?
Oh, yeah. He can't play because they'll be targeting. And can I have another go at who wins the Matheson? Because that's terrible now. He's out.
Yep.
I picked him.
And I picked Sam James.
All right, so we can redo that. So that's great because that's how we work here.
So Sam James is minimum 8 weeks.
Yeah, it didn't look good, did it?
Could be season.
Yeah.
So first contest of Anzac Day, bang into the shoulder, came off, played through it and copped it again.
And don't you always see where it happens early and you think you can play through it and you're always going to cop one or two more in the same spot during the game? Yep. That was the problem.
Then you're going to miss a few. Matty Caldwell's going to miss 3 to 4 with a hamstring.
Yeah.
Tom Pierce, 3 to 4 with a sprained AC joint. So, I know why you're laughing too. It's not. Don't laugh at the kid's got injury.
No,
he's
on
Geelong's 3FL list.
I know. And it's, but I mean, it's going to test the depth, isn't it, the Swans? Yep. So that's. I mean, I think the coach has been talking about their depth. So that's
good. Well, Sexton Mulroney and Jackson Carmody,
who played a very good game in the twos.
Yep.
Exactly.
So he's been playing as a midfielder in the twos.
Yep.
He will come in. So that's just some of the injuries that we're keeping an eye on, especially GFNL. Lockie Patton was a late withdrawal last week with a foot problem or an ankle problem from the previous week against St Albans.
Yep.
Chopper Hanley didn't play last week for Geelong West. So there's a couple of to look at there. Bell Parker going, and we're going to talk to Ollie Bridgewater a little bit later, their new ruck, but I'm liking, it wasn't a big win over North Shore, but they just got it done and move on. Their next month's going to be really interesting to see where they're at.
Well, I think, and they're looking forward to that, aren't they? Because I think that's going to be the thing, is that, you know, we've probably all said we think they're going to improve, but until they actually get on the park against some of the better teams and find out where they're at, I mean, yeah, we'll see.
So they've got West.
Yep.
Joey's.
Yep.
Newtown before the break.
Mm-hmm.
And then Leopold and Grovedale straight after the break.
Yeah, well, if they're going to be fair dinkum,
they've got to win three.
They've got to win three of those games.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if they're 6-2 after round 8,
nice little platform for the second half of the season.
Because they play Lara
in
the run home.
Yep.
They play St Albans.
Mm-hmm.
They play North Shore. Then they play Lara again.
Really?
So they actually play Lara twice in 6 rounds.
Yeah. After seeing Lara on Sunday, I don't think they're going to be as easy as some people may have
them. I think Bell Park are better.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. Well, that's the deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're going to see where they're at.
I'd like to see Deb Smith back in the Lara lineup.
That would help.
But he's off playing golf. No, well, he wasn't playing last week anyway.
Even if he sits in a pocket next to Mitch.
Poor.
He just brings a defender to him and, he just, he's going to be
Smith,
handy.
A Smith either side.
A Smith either side. That's right.
And Zakai Davey didn't play on.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised about their method looked really good behind the ball as well. As Dan Weigel spoke about that after the game. I think the consistency factor is going to be the thing for them. They're going to become more consistent.
Well, enough of us, Jace. Just,
we don't know anything.
Yeah,
let's talk to somebody who knows
something. Let's talk to somebody who actually knows something. Well, hang on. Should I have rung someone? Oh, that's harsh.
Oh, wow.
Whack.
We haven't even started with him and you're plying into him. That's no good.
Barnhead's co-coach, Sam Shallow, he got described in the Geelong Addy. Did you like it, Sam, when you were described as one of the more affable characters in local football?
Really?
Is it bad that I say I had to Google that word? but once I Googled it and got the definition, it was nice to receive.
Oh, wow. The affable. Is that what you leave a message on somebody's phone? G'day, mate. Just leaving a message. If you can call me back, it's the affable Sam Scheller.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'll be adding it into the card, but it's always nice to be referenced by good terms, I reckon.
Yeah, always. All right, talk to us about your footy club. You're 2-2-1, so you're actually batting it, as even as you could possibly get after 5 rounds. What's going on? You just haven't clicked into gear yet.
Yeah, I think so. I reckon, for people that are following it, it's just as close to sort of what we are, but even less so, you could see that we're putting together probably, I don't know, a half, maybe just over a good footy, and then we're just having one really poor patch of footy, which is just costing us at the moment. We're just working through the gears of trying to rectify that, and hopefully, we've got Port Arlington this week and then a bye, so hopefully after the bye we're starting to play a bit more consistent footy.
How do you bottle that last quarter when you kick 6-7 and ensure that that's a more common occurrence than maybe what you served up in the opening 3 terms?
Yeah, it's there for all to see. We're pretty diligent with giving guys evidence by stats. We've got the premier data on board for us this year. So, it's all there for the guys to see and we can share that with them. It's just, putting it back onto them to execute that for as long as they can. So, we're confident that they will. And as I said, hopefully that starts this weekend.
spoken to a few other Ballerine coaches so far, Sam, and I think they've all been in agreement that the competition has definitely sort of got a bit more even, and some of the clubs that you would expect who have struggled in recent years have definitely got better. So there's sort of there's no tick the box and we're going to win that game anymore, is there really?
No, definitely not. Obviously, I guess the one that's highlighting the most is Port. They've won two games, which is sort of, it's great for the competition. But, like, we've played Newcombe a couple of weeks ago, and, the week before that, they pushed Torquay. We only beat them by 6 goals, I think it was. So I reckon it's really good. And I've heard the other coaches say, in particular, like, Binger from Drysdale, like, it's good to go to a game knowing that if you're off, you might not come away with the points, whereas probably the years gone past against the bottom 2, 3, 4 sides, you can beat a bit off but still win. I reckon it's excellent. It's good.
And obviously one player that we have seen and know pretty well is Reed Adams, who's with you this year, and he's obviously been a fillip for the club and for the side itself on a Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. It was great to get Reed on board. Unfortunately, in round two, got into the concussion protocols by a pretty innocuous sort of tackle. Obviously having to miss a couple of games was a bit disappointing, but we got him back this week and just sort of showed his class and his experience at a higher level. He's super competitive, and I'm really looking forward to him just growing into the year as it goes, to be honest.
Cooper Ward has been an absolute revelation for you, but you're going to be without him for a few weeks.
Yes, as we spoke before earlier, Kingy, he's got a bit of a snapshot last year, and he's always known when the goals are, but he has returned this year just fit. I think he was right up there with the Falcons with the 2K time trial, spending a lot of time with, obviously, Matty Scarlett at the Western Heights Academy there as well. So, yeah, look, kick 12 goals, I think, or 13 goals in 3 weeks. We're going to have to find some other avenues now, but he's been super impressive, and I reckon he's going pretty good with his footy at the moment.
Is he has he sort of loomed as your Wiltshire replacement in some ways through this year?
It's always hard to replace those sort of players, I think. Looking for a bit of a collective from all guys. But, we've sort of thrown him through the midfield a little bit too, and he's pretty clean in there as well. So, when we do get him, we're pretty excited about what he can bring. But, I think we're going to be seeing him pretty few and far between, unfortunately. Well, no, I shouldn't say unfortunately. Fortunately for us.
You're playing Port Arlington this week. Now, Taya Miles, Barwon Hedge Jr., could have come back to the Seagulls, but decided that, he'd go and accept the challenge. Easy for him to go to Barwon Heads and, play finals and hopefully challenge for a premiership. But with Joffa obviously playing a role down there at Port, he's been gone down there and has been very impressive, 12 goals and, stood out for the Demons. But is he going to get an interesting reception, especially off the balcony at Howard Harmer on Saturday afternoon?
We were obviously super keen to get Taya back to the club. Went pretty long way down the path of making that happen. But, ultimately, the connection that Joff has developed at Port and probably the position they were in appealed to him a bit more, which was fine. Don't get me wrong, I'd love to see him in the blue and blue off half-back or anywhere on the ground, really. But, I reckon first game back at Barwon Heads, I think probably more so his teammates and his close mates will be letting him know about it, more so than the people on the hill. But, nice to see him out there again, and nice to have Joffa back at the club too.
What happened with the little April Fool's Day joke that was rolling around too, Sammy, about Barwon Heads Cricket Club relocating to Howard Harmer and
that was great,
and a turf wicket being dropped in?
Yeah, I think if you look at that closely, that was our president Russell. That was actually from about 8 or 10 years ago. Right. And he just rehashed that on the Facebook memory.
It's not a bad idea.
He's done really well, because I reckon he even got, he got Herbie sucked in, because Mitch was ringing me asking me what the go is. So he's done pretty well there, Russell.
No, he's getting good value. Like, read it straight up and gone, that's an April Fool. That's not happening, because I suspect I suspect the mob that own the Barwon Heads, the land that Barwon Heads footy ground on, won't be allowing that, because that's like trying to get into Fort Knox, your venue, isn't it?
It's tough going. I must admit, it'd be nice to go down to the other end of town and develop a bit of a precinct and have all that down there. But I think the view that we have and some other things that we can offer down there are pretty nice. So But I reckon one day there'll be a big precinct somewhere in the Barn Heads. That has to be the way the town's going, I think.
The place is getting bigger, isn't it? It's just unbelievable. From the sleepy little village it was, you know, 25, 30 years ago to what it is now, it's a complete contrast.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I remember walking down there, or riding my bike down there as a young fella. There might be 3 or 5 shops, maybe 6 max, and now every second shop's coffee or whatever's going on. But it's definitely alive, Barn Heads. It's not just the summer place. It's busy 12 months of the year at the moment.
And once upon a time, you know, all the kids went to either Oberon, Belmont, Bellarine for high school, maybe the occasional Loftus and Joey's, but now they all go to college, grammar, you know, Iona. Yeah. It's changed.
Don't need to bring that up. It's I remember coaching the under 16s and 18s 10 years ago, and we'd lose maybe 1 or 2 to APS footy. Now it's almost the other way, where probably 50-50 split with APS boys and local school boys. So it's a bit of a challenge, but it's just the way the town's evolving. But we've always been pretty clear that we want to keep our arms open to those boys because they still love their club. But we unfortunately can't change the rules of APS footy.
No, and let me say that I've been the beneficiary of that over the years too, Sam. So thanks for that when I've been coaching at college. But anyway, I wanted to talk to you about a couple of young boys that I actually know from college or have been. So Angus Ford obviously went to college and now goes local. Is obviously been a big part of cricket and footy in the region. But also the Cornell boys. I know Finn's at the Falcons or has been at the Falcons, but Marley has been playing pretty well for you as well.
Yeah, definitely. First Angus played all the cricket with him this year.
We'll get to that shortly, Sam, about your cricketing. Yeah, that's all right. We'll build you up, don't worry.
He's keen to talk about it.
But in terms of his footy, he played the senior game last year, which was nice. As a 15-year-old, I think he was then. So he's played every game besides one this year. We just sort of held him back just to look after his body a little bit, but he'll come back in this week and play. He's been impressive. And yeah, both the Cornell boys, I haven't had much to do with Marley until this year. But with Finn, he was flying pre-season. I was super keen to see what his year was going to be. And then had a bit of an unfortunate incident at work with a drop saw on the fingers. That was on the Wednesday before round one.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, he can play
some serious footy too, Finn.
He's a very good player, but he's close. He'll be running soon, and I reckon maybe a week or two after the bye, we'll see him back, which would be nice. And his brother, beautiful kick of the footy, really sort of tough too for a little fella.
Yeah.
You know, obviously just only played the 5 games of senior footy, so any chance we get, we're keen to play him.
All right, now let's talk about it. This is what happens. You go from cricket to footy down that joint because you never leave Bowen Head, so you just go from one to the other and Nipper's involved in everything, so that's what happens. So you finally broke the Anglesey bubble and beat them this year in the BPC A grade.
A1.
The real competition. Imagine Drysdale.
Do you want to tell Drysdale?
I know some poor people. It's
tell
okay.
Drysdale
right.
They only won D2.
Well, they did
one A2,
so
I mean.
That's okay. So, you finally got over the line. So, I had a look at the stats. You played 10 games. There was only one game you didn't take a wicket, and which was the first game, which would have been because you're probably coming back from the footy trip or something, probably. But that's a fairly consistent season from the big left armour.
Obviously, it was nice to contribute.
Very well done.
There's no break anymore, which is very disheartening. I think I always try and... I think I missed about round one for cricket just to have a little spell. But, obviously to go from A2 straight up to A1 and then win that one as well was pretty special. Anglesey, I think they're in their 9th grand final in a row or something like that. So, it's a little opposition to knock off. And, we did it, which was nice. And nice to be back up the top of the tree.
Yeah, very good.
All right. So, Sammy, now that we've got your cricket out of the way and we've given you a pump up there, what we're doing is we've gone to the sort of 1980s with these little player profiles, and what we've done is we've saved a coach profile from out of one of the footy records, and we're just going to ask the questions and we want the answers. All right. I'll ask the ones that are related to obviously not being a player anymore. Date and place of birth.
30th of December 1990 and in Geelong.
Wife's on 30th. You're 30th of December too, aren't you?
Did you say 30th of December, Sam?
13.
Oh, 13. Yeah. No. There's only good people on the 30th.
So he's a Sagittarius, not a Capricorn.
Yeah, he doesn't count. That's okay. Boring.
Boring. Born where?
Geelong.
Right. Which hospital?
Well, it's not there anymore. It was actually Whittington Hospital.
The private
Geelong
hospital.
Private. Is it Geelong Private?
Yeah. On Townsend Road.
Wow. God.
Yeah. I don't know anybody that's been born there.
There you go. You do now.
Right. Height?
Tall. 6'4".
We're not allowed to ask weight anymore.
And that's probably great for me.
Nickname?
Let's go with Noodles.
Noodles. Noodles. Right. Brothers and sisters?
Twin brother and sister. They're twins. Younger.
Right. Okay. Occupation? Yep.
Landscape gardener.
School attended?
Oberon.
There it is. Yeah, Oberon. Yeah. Oberon.
So year behind Dangerfield or year of James Dangerfield?
He was my school captain.
Ah, there you go. And Boakey, year older? 2 years older.
Boakey, year older. I actually ran into Pat yesterday at the Epworth.
Right.
He's getting his hamstring scanned. Pat, the great man.
I hope they're scanning them properly.
Reporter on the spot, yeah. Sam Shaw.
Well, he was actually, I don't know who was moving worse out of him or me, and I haven't done a hammy, but he was sore.
type of car?
Yeah, type of car. Ford Territory.
Favourite food?
Oh.
Anything?
Yeah, I was going to say anything. Nah, let's go with seafood.
Yeah, good. Nice. Favourite drink?
Oh, favourite drink? Fruit cup cordial.
Oh, Sam, that's gold.
Too many afternoon teas.
That is gold. That is great. I love it.
Favourite sport apart from football or cricket?
It's a good question. Soccer.
Favourite holiday spot?
Don't go far.
Bowerheads.
Bowerheads.
I've got the
other Bowerheads. Favourite author?
Oh.
Favourite author? Well, I'm not a big reader, but I like to read the autobiographies of people.
Right, good.
So I don't know if that counts.
Favourite TV show?
Favourite MasterChef.
Favourite movie?
Mm-hmm. Batman The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm. Most admired sportsman? Or sports person?
Warney.
Boyhood idol? Warney.
Boyhood idol was probably Wayne Carey.
Right.
Yeah, right.
But as you get older and mature, you probably realise that things are done. Changing your opinion.
Biggest disappointment?
I reckon 2018 Grand Final, lost to Motta.
Yep. Biggest thrill?
2019 Grand Final win.
No, down Torquay. Favourite ground in the Bellarine? Howard Harmer Oval.
It is, but I reckon Ammo's is up there.
Right. Well.
I reckon should be Grand Final venue.
Good.
Nice.
We like this. Yeah. Nice. We like this. That's the player profile for Sammy Shaw. Coach's profile.
Fruit Cup Cordial. That's great.
that is too many cricket afternoon teas isn't
gold.
It?
Gold. Who does the best afternoon tea in the Ballarine these days besides Bowen Heads?
Well, that's a great question. Wellington right up there.
Yes, they are. Yes, they used to. But yes, I'm sure they do now too.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't played there for a couple of years, but we're right up there.
Yeah, right. Nice. Like it.
Sammy, great to talk cricket and a little bit of footy as well with you. Looking forward to seeing how the Seagull season unfolds. You've always very generous with your time for K-Rock Footy and appreciate you joining us on Beyond the Boundary. Good luck this week against the Demons.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me on and I'll speak to you soon.
From Sammy Scheller to one of the great, great blokes of local footy. He's a genuine gentleman and when he was at the peak of his football powers, probably in the sniff of playing league footy, playing really well at Werribee, he decided to throw in his lot with his home club to ensure that, one, it survived, and two, became a relevant member of the GDFNL again. And I do speak of the man who leads Corio Community Sports Club, I should say, with much aplomb with his old man Darren and mum Linda's in there doing some great stuff, and Toby's playing some good footy as well. The great Joel Bennett. Joel, thanks for joining us on Beyond the Boundary.
Nah, no stress at all, mate.
Good to talk to you, but just give us an update on your health. You weren't in great fettle on Saturday. One of the rare times we looked at the box scores and we saw T. Bennett but didn't see J. Bennett in the best players, and that's got to have people asking questions. What's going on?
Unfortunately, I woke up Saturday morning. Wasn't feeling the best, but I wasn't too bad. Had the COVID test, and that was all good. And then about half time of the match, it started taking a bit of a turn for the worse when I started spewing my guts up. So ran around that second half just trying to avoid copping one in the guts and managed to get through unscathed, thankfully.
And was there a stage where you thought, hang on, I just can't go on here?
Yeah, I went forward in the last quarter. There was a contest when I sort of, we lost the clearance and I was like sort of running halfway through the third and I'm just like, I literally just couldn't go. But yeah, so then we're like, oh, I'm already here. I'm not going home for the next hour anyway. So that's tomorrow's problem.
How are you feeling now? And are you going to be right for Saturday?
Yeah, I should be fine. I didn't train on the track last night, but definitely feeling a lot better. So yeah, I should be 100% come Saturday.
Now, Joel, it's been a long climb. It's been a battle. But I feel, and I'm sure you do, there's light at the end of the tunnel for the Devils. It's been a long time since finals and winning games, but it's starting to come to some sort of shape. But there's still a work in progress out there at the Devils playground, isn't there?
Yeah, it's sort of funny. Like we're trying to learn to win at the moment. So they're different headaches to the headaches we've had in the past.
Yeah,
we're sort of just trying to make ends meet and be competitive and stuff like that. But it's good that the new problems are, you know, we're losing by 2, 3, 4 goals. We lost on the weekend, which was our biggest loss out of the three. But it's sort of, yeah, they're different problems, but they're better problems.
There's some famous names still in the team. I know it's the next generation, but it's great to see the names like Savanka and Bigham and blokes like that who have come in O'Toole and they've come back to the club or they're at the club and still continuing to honour the players from years ago. It's good to see them in the team.
Yeah, it's definitely been something we've targeted.
Yeah.
Sort of for the last few years, you know, that because we have, as a club, been down so poorly, hasn't really given many people reasons to come back to the club.
Mm.
But now when you sort of got that family connection to the young boys and they're quality footballers and quality young men too.
Yeah.
It's another good reason of bringing the community back together. So it'd be nice if there was a discount on father-son for points.
Yeah, that's right.
I was about to say that. Like, you look at Brock Savanka, whose dad Lee played so much footy at Cryo, but he played his juniors elsewhere. Mm. He comes back as a four-pointer, which is just, it's sad in that regard. I get it, Joel, but like you guys must look at it and go, it makes it tough for you guys, especially when you've had to play at 46 of your 46 on the weekend as well.
Yeah, and from my own experience too, like when I sort of was going through the Falcons and the VFL setup, when you're a young kid and you go and chase an opportunity, like whether you're going from a GFL club and you're not quite a GFL senior, so you're going back to the GD level, or if you're a young kid, but you know the three young kids from Bannockburn, if they were to try and go play that are at the Falcons now, if they go play GFL, they're going to be, you know, worth extra points, and you get a VFL listed player. You know, you're probably going to take the older player. So it ends up hurting the kids as well, isn't ideal.
How did Jalen Bigham go on debut?
Broke his collarbone, poor kid.
Oh, wow.
He's out for 6 to 8. But he, so that was in the third quarter, I think he went down. But he had a pretty positive start. I think he had 10 or so touches, which is pretty impressive for your first game.
Yep.
But,
His old man Ricky would have been proud to see both his twin boys out there.
Yeah, it's good. He's been able to present both their jumpers when they played their first game and that. So, a bit of a special touch. So, he spoke with them.
You've also been able to attract players the calibre of Matt James, which I think helps. You know, obviously a Whitley medalist and, a great footballer in his own right. To be able to get him into the club and be able to lift the standards around training and also, you know, on game day must be great for the club.
Yeah, he's been fantastic for us. He's really bought into everything from the first time we had a chat to where he's now. Like, he's part of our leadership group. His standards over pre-season have been really, really good, and he's been one to say he hasn't done many pre-seasons in his past and probably hasn't always been the best trainer, but I can't fault him since he's come across to us. It sort of probably speaks a little bit of where we're going, that, you know, we tried to get him across in the past and probably wasn't as interested, but now that we're starting to do a few good things, that folks like him are coming on board.
How's Jack Green tracking after that injury from the Belmont Lions game, Joel?
I think he's one or two away.
Okay.
So, yeah, still a couple of weeks probably.
Yep. Aaron Taylor's really busted his backside over the last couple of weeks for you.
Yeah. As has been good since he's come into the side. He's played his role. He's been really good.
Yep. And is your brother starting to get the plaudits he should have been getting? Like, we obviously know you're a quality player and you're the reigning Whitley medalist, but your brother's got some serious ability as well, and he's holding up that back line really, really well down there at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good that he's finally getting the recognition that he deserves. But then, he is so young too. Like, he only played his 50th game 2 weeks ago, I think it was. But he's been super for a couple of years now, and you know, he's probably matured a lot in the last probably 12 months as well. Not just on the footy field, but in his personal life as well. So, yeah, no, he's going on really well.
Now, talking about personal life, at what time did Flynn Peter Bennett wake you up for his third birthday this morning?
It was, one of the rare times that he's up before I am. So he was very excited. Very excited.
So he knew it was his birthday today?
Yeah, he's known all week. It's going to be a happy birthday, and ready for cake, ready for everything. Wants presents, wants balloons, wants the whole works.
What does a 3-year-old get these days for a birthday?
Well, he's got everything as it is. He's got a little bike, which is pretty cool.
Yep.
Hopefully, start figuring the pedals out.
Joel, did you answer the door when Kingy was there? Because obviously, he was there for his third birthday this morning. Sounds like he was right ingrained in the whole process.
Yeah. you can blame your mother for that, because she's whacked something up on Facebook in the very early hours. I would say your mum scheduled a post.
Yeah. Oh, she was talking to me last night about what song she's got picked out and everything like that. She's right all over it.
How much are you enjoying the fact that you have a 3-year-old? How old are you now? What are you, 28, 27?
27.
So, hopefully Flynn remembers you having a kick, and obviously you're going to play for a lot longer, but to have that as a dad but still playing footy, not a lot of people are having kids a lot older these days. You're probably a rare one in local footy to have a 3-year-old and be 27. So what's that like to know that when you come off the field there's a young fella there ready to run into your arms?
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. Even dad was always coaching when I was growing up, so for as long as I could remember, I've always sort of been around dad's coaching and sort of the whiteboard and drawing on that all the time. And it's sort of funny to see that Flynn's the exact same. You don't force it on him or anything, but he just picks it up straight away. Like when we're doing team selection, he just comes in, just sits there, moves the magnets when I don't want him to move them. But he also picks up my laptop because he knows I sit there and do reviews and all that on my laptop and wants to watch footy, and picks when Jack Hall and Toby come on screen. It's pretty cool to experience all that with him.
You can't miss Jack Hall, though, with that red hair.
Nah, he stands out, that's for sure.
Now, competition-wise, Joel, it's pretty close. I mean, I haven't seen it for a long time where every team has had a win after four games. So, I mean, there's always seems to have been a couple that have straggled out the back, but it's evened up as a competition. There's no easy games.
No, it's awesome to watch. Like, you sort of come off the ground and you can't really predict who's going to win, who's going to lose. And it's a credit to the whole comp, really. Growing up, I always sort of loved the GD, because it was such a communal feel and everything like that. It's so good to see Anarchy getting a few wins. North Geelong have probably surprised a few people, which is awesome to see as well. They've got a lot of good people there. Belmont 4-0, not many people would have picked that, but full credit to them. They've played some really good footy. So, yeah, it's good to see the competition get a shake-up.
How much longer do you and Dad do this co-coaching role? This is, I think, season number 4 as a combination post-COVID, and I think your dad was coaching 2019. So have you sort of committed your future beyond this year yet, or are you still working through what 2025 looks like?
Yeah. To be honest, I've never thought about doing anything else either. I think hopefully the club agrees that we're doing a good job and we'll be here for as long as we want. But, I don't think we'll be going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, fantastic. We've been doing these player profiles, Joel. What we do is we go back to an old footy record from the 80s and we just pull the questions from there and we fire them at our guests on Beyond the Boundary. You happy to go under the microscope?
Yeah, no worries.
All right, favourite position?
On ball.
Date and place of birth?
Back to house. And what was the other part?
What date?
Date, 19th of March, 97.
Right. Number you're wearing?
1.
Height?
183.
Nickname?
JB.
What year did you play your first senior game? Was that 16 or... No, earlier, 14.
It was at Belmont, I know that. about 2013.
Yep, a while ago. Brothers and sisters?
Just Hobbs.
Occupation?
Plumber.
School attended?
Northern Bay College.
What car are you...
If you say attendant.
Well done, Joel. Good work.
What car are you driving?
Ford Ranger. Work you.
Favourite food?
Carbonara.
Favourite drink?
Can of Coke.
Favourite sport apart from football?
Cricket.
Favourite author?
Gary Lyon, Sheila Serena, Becky McGeeman.
Oh, that's the, Joel. That takes the cake so far. That's well done. Answers. Good work. Well done.
Favorite holiday. Favorite holiday spot.
Cairns on footy trip.
Favorite TV show.
AFL 360.
Favorite movie.
Spider-Man. We're into at the moment.
Good. Is that Flynn inspired?
Yeah, that's what inspired.
most admired sports person. How am I going with my English?
Scotty Pendlebury or Craig McRae at the moment.
Right. Boyhood idol?
Probably Dad.
Yeah, well done.
Match day routine?
I don't really have any routines, actually.
Right. Biggest disappointment?
Losing any game of football.
Biggest thrill?
At the moment, it's the win.
Yeah, nice.
None of them specifically, any of them I'll take.
Just 4 points. Joel, you and your dad are doing a wonderful job, and I think we're all rapt to see that Corio is heading north up the ladder. I know, obviously, 1-3 is not where you'd hope to be, and I suspect you're probably disappointed to walk off the ground without the 4 points on the weekend. But yeah, the good times are going to come again to Corio. You're doing it the right way, and we're enjoying watching it. Well done to you, and really appreciate you joining us on Beyond the Boundary.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, one of the recruits so far, I reckon, of season 2024 has been a name that, well, it's just going to roll off the tongue nicely when we do Bell Park for the first time, Jace. We won't see the Dragons until just before the bye, round 6, Zoe Kennedy game from Eldersley Reserve, Newtown, Chewell and Bell Park. But I know this gentleman, I believe, was a subject of interest from not just Bell Park before he came up here from South Warrnambool, and that's Ollie Bridgewater. He's been good enough to join us on Beyond the Boundary. Ollie, thanks for your time. How do we find you on a Wednesday afternoon?
Yeah, lads, cruising just at work at the moment, but watching the clock and
Now you watch
there now.
You're watching the races because the Bull's on and you're from the Bull.
Yeah, I've had to miss out this year, which isn't easy. I know a lot of the South Warrnambool boys will be there, but it's just the way it rolls.
Now, did your former coach have a winner yesterday?
Yeah, I reckon it was the first race of the day, actually.
Matty Battistello?
Yeah, he loves it, so he would have been up and about.
Do you reckon there was no...
the end of that.
No track. Surely they've got to have a bye the week of the May Carnival in the Hampden League. Nobody would be any good come Saturday, would they?
Yeah, they do have the bye this week. They used to not have it, and everyone would be in strife, but the past couple of years they've given us the bye, which. Everyone's in favour of that for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, for you, talk to us about your move to the GFNL, ended up at Bell Park, but am I right in saying that there was more than one club interested in your services after coming off a premiership with South last year?
Yeah, there's a couple, and there's a couple I was definitely thinking about, but Bell Park just sort of stuck out. There's definitely a spot there for a ruckman, which, sort of see myself slotting in there perfectly. But I also had a good mate, Fraser Morris, that I actually won a few junior flags with back home at South Warrnambool too, so made the choice a bit easier as well.
And the move from Warrnambool to Geelong, what was that in aid of? Was that work, or what was that in aid of?
Change of scenery, really. Yeah, right. Warrnambool was great to grow up in, but sort of get to this age and it's the same two nightclubs and there's not a whole lot going on at this age.
So what, the Whalers and where?
and the Shanaki, which is across
the
road.
Shanaki, yeah, that's right. He's too.
I wouldn't recommend it to too many people.
So we've basically come to Bell Park on the back of we need more nightclubs. Is that the Ollie Bridgewater story?
I was a little bit more to it.
So what have you made your local haunts in? What sort of, where have you been cutting a rug nightclub style since you got to Geelong, Ollie?
Oh, yeah, cut a few laps of Bloom.
Bloom. and more so, who have you been cutting? Who from Bell Park has been leading you astray? Who are the boys that have but shown you what you need to be doing?
Yeah, I reckon that's might be where I have to wrap it up.
You're not going to tip anybody in.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you know. Bloom used to be an underground McDonald's. Has anybody told you that?
Yeah, I have heard of that, actually.
And before that, and if you go right back, Jase, it was a games arcade.
Yeah, I'm actually am older than you, but I can't remember that.
Don't you?
No, not really. I remember it as Macca's,
unfortunately. 30 cent cone.
Let's talk about footy. Come on.
Yeah, we are talking about footy.
Straighten up.
So, Ollie, great start for the Dragons, 3-0 and 3-0 last year as well. But, you know, to beat Colac in round one, who've been perennial finalists, what did the boys take away from that? Is there a bit of a boost to say, look, I think we're heading in the right direction?
Yeah, definitely. The energy after that game was awesome. Just because, we've obviously talked about it all off-season and pre-season, and just about bringing that lower and harder energy all game, and just to see it in action that first game, like, especially for me, I was almost taken back a bit. I was like, it was just unreal. Like, everyone's just backing each other just to go harder and lower, and, yeah, we just kept going at it, and by the end, we, got up by a few goals, which is great, because I know we haven't, Bell Park haven't beaten them in a few years now, so yeah, it's a good sign.
Yep. Three games of GFNL, are you able to see a difference in standard to the Hampton League? Is there a marked difference, or is it not as great as we'd like to think it is here in the Geelong League?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a step up. It's very much a different style. Yeah, a lot quicker. I feel like the grounds, especially Bell Park, it's a lot smaller to the grounds from back home. And I feel like back home you really have to run. Like, it's a lot more traditional of taking your mark back and hitting a 45, where here it's just take a mark and handball over the top and just gun it, which, yeah, it's a lot more fun to play, I reckon.
Now, you played at South Warrnambool. You've obviously left them in fairly good stead. They're sitting on top of the ladder down in the Hampton League, so they probably haven't really missed you much, have they, Ollie?
Yeah, not at the moment. they're cruising, so yeah, there's no complaint there at the moment. But it's good to see them on top.
When you talk about big ovals, yeah, Reed Oval down there, she's a pretty big oval down there to play. High Sushi Oval is a little bit smaller than the old Reed.
Yeah, like the Reed's massive. It's good fun to play on, but yeah, you're gutted after it.
Do you feel like you haven't left the Hampton League with so many Hampton League blokes running around? Like, you know, Portland, half of Portland's split between Geelong West and Leopold, and you got blokes from Koroit, a lot of them at St Mary's and stuff like that. You're still running into blokes that you've played against growing up.
Yeah, I haven't actually got to play against any yet, but it will be fun, especially because there's a fair few around my age too. Your Leopold, your West, and Mary. So yeah, it'd be good to bump into them and have a crack with them. But it's good to see them all coming up and really holding their ground as well.
Yep, got a big battle this week. You'll probably run into Tyler Watts for a lot of Saturday afternoon. And talking to people that watched the Bell Park North Shore game last week, you battled with Kobe Anand, who's coming off playing in a VFL Grand Final last year. How was it going up against somebody of that quality for your development?
Yeah, I loved it. Just really, because I knew Werribee and come off a great year last year. Just try my best to take it to him and give him everything I got. You can definitely tell the difference though. Like, yeah, he's very well made ruckman and knows his craft well. So it's good to test myself out against him.
Yeah, absolutely. Big one against Geelong West. Bell Park actually won at West last year with a big comeback. Jase, we did that game where I think used the breeze in the last to romp home and almost put a knife in Geelong West season. Now, Ollie, as part of Beyond the Boundary, we do a bit of a throwback. We get the old players' profile questions from the footy record from the 80s and we bring them into the modern day and fire them at our guests. You happy to go under the microscope for a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
All right.
I think so.
You'll tell us at the end whether it was good or not. favorite position?
Yeah, it'd have to be ruck.
Date and place of birth?
Warrnambool Base Hospital and 18th of the 12th, 2000.
Oh, God, they're young.
2000? I was nearly having kids. Gee whiz, Ollie. Don't do that to us.
When they missed the Sydney Olympics, they're young.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
What number are we wearing?
24 this year.
Good. Nickname?
Bridgie.
Yeah, boring.
Boring.
Do I have another one? I do cop beast a bit.
Beast?
Which, originated from back home.
Yeah. Do you know what? That's coming out in the K-Rock commentary in a couple of weeks' time up at Elderslie.
The beast.
Brothers and sisters?
Yeah, younger sister and younger brother. Sister's actually playing VFL at Willy.
Right.
All right.
Talented family. Nice. Good. do you have a significant other, Ollie?
No, I don't.
Oh, do you,
not at the moment.
Do you want to promote yourself right here and now?
That's why he's going to Bloom.
Yeah, catch me at Bloom.
Right. He'll be the tall one. How tall are you, Ollie? 190 what? Or you top the 200?
About 95.
195, right. Good. Occupation?
Plumber.
Right, second plumber on the show.
Nice.
Right. Yeah, so we've had a landscape gardener and two plumbers.
That's nice.
What school did you attend in the Bull?
Warrnambool College.
Right. What car are we driving?
At the moment, it's a Hiace, a van.
Right, okay. Handy for a plumber. Yeah. Favourite food?
Hard to go past a Palmer.
Palmy.
Stop it.
Welcome to Geelong. Favourite drink?
A can of Coke after training.
Job bent. Right, fair enough.
No fruit cup cordial there.
No.
Really.
No. Favourite sport apart from football?
Oh, it has to be surfing.
Right. Have you had a chance to get out on any of our breaks down here yet?
Yeah, I've gotten out a few times down at 13th, but it's hard to find the motivation going from a 5-minute drive to a 30-minute drive. So, yeah.
Right, fair enough.
Need to get out there more, though.
Have you got a favourite author?
A favourite author? Nah, not really.
Favourite holiday spot?
Probably Noosa.
Nice. Favourite TV show?
A few times. The Office, US.
Right, very good. Favourite movie?
Goodwill Hunting, I reckon.
Oh, it's a cracker. Nice. Made before Ollie was born.
Absolutely.
How do you like them apples?
Yeah.
Most admired sports person?
The one I'm looking up to at the moment is Anthony Edwards, I reckon, from the NBA. But I loved watching Brad Johnson growing up, actually. He was probably the one I really... Yeah, followed growing up.
Are you a doggy supporter?
Yeah, sadly.
Right.
You said that, not us.
Boyhood idol?
What was that?
With boyhood idol, is that Brad Johnson as well?
Yeah, it'd have to be him too, I reckon.
What's your match day routine?
It's, I actually go to the beach in the morning, just for a quick dip.
Right, okay.
I've been doing it for a few years now. Clears the head, clears the legs, and not too much else to it.
Is the water a bit warmer here than the Southern Ocean in the middle of winter at Warrnambool?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it definitely is at the moment, that's for sure.
Biggest disappointment?
What was that?
Biggest disappointment?
No, going at the prelim the year before last was, pretty disappointing.
Biggest thrill?
Biggest thrill.
Winning the flag last year.
Yeah, God, not much tops that. Yeah, the flag last year, I reckon.
And favourite ground, are you going to say the Reed, or have you found a good ground here in Geelong yet?
I don't want the Bell Park, but Ammo's is just near our house, and we've been there a fair bit, and it's like carpet there at the moment, so...
Yeah. Yeah, you bat first. Yeah. Bat first every time.
Always bat first at Queen's Park.
Yep, it's in very, very, very good, Nick. Yep. Ollie, we really appreciate you going under the pump. That was pretty harmless in the end, wasn't it? It wasn't too bad.
Scot-free there.
Yeah, well played. All that. So, look, great to talk to you. Look forward to seeing you at Bloom. And if we don't see you before that at Bloom, we'll see you on May 18 for the Zoe Kennedy Foundation Clash against Newtown and Chewell up at Elderslie Reserve. Appreciate your time. Welcome to the GFNL, and look forward to seeing you in action in a few weeks' time.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, boys.
Time to put our reputations on the line. Thank you to our guests, by the way. So, Ollie Bridgewater, Joel Bennett and Sammy Scheller on this edition of Beyond the Boundary. Let's start with the GDFNL, where it is round five this week. Round five.
Mm. God. Round five. Yeah, quick.
Bell Post Hill and Geelong West.
No idea. Couldn't tell you.
Well, Bo Collins might not be playing, depending on what happens tonight at the tribunal.
Am I allowed to pick a draw? Bell Post Hill at home.
Remember the famous draw up there of 2017? The Lightning game?
Oh, yes, I do. Yep.
West couldn't have got out of there quick enough with 2 points.
No, that's right.
Who are you going?
Bell Post Hill.
Bell Post.
Yeah, at home.
A lot of injuries at West.
Yeah.
Just only because they're at home on the big deck at Myers. Belmont Lions and Anarchy is mouthwatering. Do they go 5 and 0?
Is it at Belmont?
It is.
Oh, you got to pick the Lions on form. 4-0, Belmont. Oh, you're picking Anarchy. Oh, hello. Hang on a minute. You've been off them for the first 4 weeks.
Belmont Lions.
Oh, good work.
North Geelong and Bannockburn. Peter Riccardi up against his old team for the first time.
Banno.
Yeah, I think Banno as well. But North Geelong are giving you a bit of cheek.
They are. Yeah, no. Going better than what, as Joel said, as people would think.
Probably stiff not to be 3-1. They probably should have rolled West in round one.
Yeah.
Centrals, after being the Road Warriors, they'd be
back at home. They'd be happy.
I'd be happy to be 3-1 out of that first
Absolutely.
Four.
Absolutely, yeah.
Knowing that 9 of their last 14 are at home.
And who are they playing this week?
Winchelsea.
Oh, yes, Werribee at home. At the Galvin. Yes.
Yep. East Geelong at home again. Cryo.
Yeah, East.
And East for me as well. Yeah. Inverleigh and Thompson, the grand final rematch.
I don't know, because Thompson got absolutely poleaxed last week.
Oh, it's Inverleigh, yeah, isn't
it? I know. Inverleigh.
Yeah. Yeah, Thompson, just injuries.
Yeah, just injury riddled, yeah.
Left, right, terrible. And centre. Bellarine this weekend, last weekend before the break. So what we might do is we might actually truncate Beyond the Boundary and give the league the week off from Beyond the Boundary.
Let's do that. Give them all a bit rest. Short.
Drysdale and Queenscliff?
Drysdale.
I'm going to go Drysdale only because it's at home.
Yes. Yep, me too.
Bowen Heads and Port?
Bowen Heads.
Port might get Menadue back this week.
Bowen Heads.
If they didn't get him back last week. Hang on, did they get him back last week? Not sure whether they got him back last week.
Bowen Heads.
Let me just have a quick look. Did he play on Anzac Day? Yes. No, he didn't play on Anzac Day. If they got him back, that would be very, very handy. As we look at the rest of the round, Newcombe and Anglesey.
Anglesey.
Newcombe are going to win one eventually.
They are. They're going to knock off somebody along the line.
But they have.
That's not this week.
They have some key injuries. Torquay and Motawari.
Torquay.
Give you a name.
Champions.
Give you a name. Oh, gee, Lucas Anderson. Like, so when we did this podcast last week, we didn't know that Lucas Anderson had ruptured an ACL.
That's right.
If you had have asked me a week ago, I would have thought they're going through as champions. They'll lose one somewhere.
All right. Well, we'll see.
All right. Champions. You're happy for them to go through champions?
Yep.
Just keep an eye out. I don't know whether he'll get senior footy. He's in the mix. Luke Whitman. Son of?
Chris?
Yes.
Right.
Former Hawk.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they've been down on the Surf Coast for a while.
Okay.
And I don't think he's made his senior debut yet, but I know he's been playing very well in the reserves.
Yeah, good one. That's
so
good.
Keep an eye on that one. Ammos and Ocean Grove.
Ammos.
Yeah. I think they're fairly cut and dried this week.
Oh, yeah. We say that every week.
In the Bellarine.
But you think so.
Yeah. Jammo might have something to say about that.
Yeah, he doesn't like us again, but that's fine. That's all right.
No, he doesn't like you.
Oh, that's fine. That's okay.
Don't throw me in.
Oh, okay. Do you pick Queenscliff?
No.
Yeah, well, then stop.
Round four, Geelong West and Bell Park in the GFNL.
Bell Park. They're going to be big improvers. They've got to win these games.
Yes, so I have to stick to what I was going to say at the start of the year. Grovedale and St. Mary's.
St. Mary's.
Yep. And Noah Biggs kicked a goal on debut last week for the Saints.
Oh, good. I don't know.
Lara and Leopold.
Leopold. It'll be a tough game, though.
Oh, I was about to say the same thing. That's not going to be easy.
No.
North Shore wins their second game in beating St. Albans?
Well, on
form, you would suspect so. I mean, we watched them a few weeks ago. They look pretty good, so I think so.
South Barwon and Colac.
Yeah, tough game.
South have won the last four.
Yeah, tough game.
We did touch on those injuries at the start.
Colac travelled okay to Leopold, couldn't get over the line, but I think South Barwon.
Yeah, South Barwon for me as well. Mm. Joey's and Newtown.
Oh, I don't like each other much. Is it Joey's?
So, how's this? Newtown's netballers get another home game.
Yeah, nice for them. So, it's at Joey's? Yeah, Joey's. Just.
Joey's.
Yeah.
Yes, Joey's. Just. Right. What have you heard?
What have I heard? Well, I haven't heard much, actually, this week, because we only saw each other on Sunday. I haven't heard much. So, I'm going with nothing because I would make it up, and that's not fair.
Right.
What have you heard? Because you've got that look on your face, which is great podcasting.
Is there?
We should get a camera in here so we can see what you're dressed like. Anyway, let's keep going.
Got the Rip Curl t-shirt. The 1993 Rip Curl, the Search t-shirt on.
You're old. Yeah, what have you heard, Tom? Tell me.
Has a GFNL and BFNL premiership player been spotted training with the GDFNL club? And is this player of the more, like you'd say, vintage when it comes to age?
Is he dying to play a game somewhere, is he?
Well, he might live close to the club.
Right.
That he,
that'd be interesting that to he see,
has
won't
been
it?
Spotted training
right.
with.
Right, okay. Mm.